All right, Joe, we are back on the podcast, and we are training guys over the next, well, we've been doing it for a few weeks now, and we've got about four more weeks or so left in this challenge where we're training guys to trust God more and more through what we're calling the Hero Challenge. This is the Hudson Taylor Hero Challenge, and guys are being challenged to memorize the promises of God, to spend at least 20 minutes every day in prayer, to gather weekly for time of friendship and discussion, and to read the story of one of the Christian faith's biggest heroes, Hudson Taylor. That's why we've called it the Hero Challenge. And I don't know about you, Joe, but at this point, we've been doing this a few weeks. Hudson Taylor is in my head, man. I don't know. Is he? Do you find that he's just in your head? He's always there.
I do. I mean, you know, they used to have those bracelets, you know, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And that's the much more important question. But I do find myself, you know, thinking, what would Hudson Taylor do? And honestly, it's been a wonderful prompt because there's moments where I would just give in to worry and anxiety. And I find myself just saying, wait, step back. This is a moment of trust. This is actually an opportunity to believe what God says and to discover more of his faithfulness. And so honestly, I've been really uplifted. And I think it's opened up ways of looking to God in everyday life that I wouldn't be experiencing otherwise.
I agree. I had an experience earlier this week where I was with a group of friends and someone asked the question, what's the one lesson that God has to keep teaching you over and over again? And it was interesting in a mixed group of people, different ages and phases of life, there was a pretty consistent answer across the board. It was, I have to keep learning that I can trust God. I have to keep learning that God is faithful, that God provides. There's all these answers around that. And I was like, man, this is exactly how I feel after every chapter of Hudson Taylor's life. I'm like, God's faithful. Wow, look at that again. You know, I feel like I'm constantly relearning and re-surprised at God's trustworthiness, that he is faithful. And it is a lesson that I am having to learn over and over again, which is where I am grateful for this challenge and having Hudson Taylor kind of in my head over the course of these past few weeks. I hope other guys are enjoying it as well. What I wanted to kind of circle around this week is just thinking about how, you know, when you look at the lives of most heroes, whether it be in the Christian life or elsewhere, we really rally around these incredible actions that they've taken, heroic actions, right? And we definitely see a lot of that in the life of Hudson Taylor. By the way, Hudson Taylor is most well known for like his missions to China, right? We haven't even made it to China yet. If you're following along with the challenge, right? We are several chapters in and several incredible stories in. We haven't even made it to like what he left a legacy for. But he does have all these great actions. And before we made it to China yet, we're starting to see some patterns develop in his life. And that's what I want to kind of look at is, okay, this man who has yet to make it to the big picture mission of where he really was headed and what he was known for, what do we start to see developing in that young man that proved to be really helpful for an older man that was really serving God? So I don't know, Joe, what would you say is the emphasis behind these big actions that we're starting to see in Hudson's life and we'll see in the future? What's the undergirding kind of common theme that you're seeing develop throughout this young man that proves that?
Yeah, I'd start by saying it's not surprising that, you know, it takes him several chapters to get to the mission, because what he's communicating is the foundation so fundamental. That everything that comes after is founded on these early experiences that he has with God. And, you know, we've said it already, but really what he's cultivating, and he describes as muscles that are being strengthened, it is this trust, it is this faith. Mm-hmm. Now, I think what's interesting is in the context of a hero challenge is there's actually nothing remarkable about faith. So this is not like Samson going and ripping out city gates and, you know, carrying to the top of a hill or something. You know, faith is nothing more than if you go out to a really well-constructed bridge and stand on it. You know, that's not remarkable. Like, the bridge is weight, you know, weight-bearing. And, you know, what we're just seeing him do is he's just stepping out and beginning to put his weight on this bridge of God's word. And lo and behold, it actually supports him. Mm. And so, you know, really, this is why what's remarkable It's God, you know, who's behind Hudson Taylor. What he's doing is just the really basic thing of saying, oh, I'm going to actually believe what God says. And who would have thought, like, God actually comes through, you know?
It's true. Yeah, I'm starting to see an interesting pattern develop as I'm reading along in his autobiography. And it's that, you know, he has these great punchlines at the end of each chapter, right? And in each of these stories, this is basically a friend telling you a testimony, some sort of story from his life. At the end of it, he's just got these incredible punchlines that you're like, wow, what a great story. Like, oh, and then we avoided the cannibals, you know, the ship turned and we avoided, like, what a story, you know? Or then, you know, the guy that I was witnessing to, he had a stroke, and that was the one time he was going to get to hear. And it's like the last paragraph of all these, like, that punchline is so great. But the pattern I see developing is that at the beginning of each of these chapters, what you see is a man that's wrestling with God. And what you see is someone who has begun to set their mind on God. And so I think it's interesting. I'd love to hear your feedback on what does the mind have to do with what turns out to be great punchlines in the story of a man's life?
Yeah, I think there are two things, you know, that are happening. One is, like you said, this is a man who he is meditating on God's word. He is reading thoughtfully God's word. And in fact, Hudson Taylor had the lifelong habit of waking up before dawn and reading his Bible.
Yes.
And so you've got that, just that basic level of understanding and knowledge. But what brings that into life, what makes it not just three but four dimensional, is prayer. And so it's this living engagement. As God speaking to him, he's speaking back. And it's the sort of thing that you find at the start of every chapter, just little phrases after prayer. Yeah. And then he talks about some sort of decision, needing to test his thoughts in prayer, that, you know, you get the sense, it's like if you have someone, you know, a boss in a job, and you just have to repeatedly go back and ask, you know, your boss, okay, well, what would you have me do? Or I need some clarity on a particular point. Is this just of me, or is this something that you would be pleased to see happen? And there's just this constant giving and coming back. And it all just really comes to life all of a sudden. And so I think, you know, for some guys, the lesson is, okay, you've got to get into God's word, because if you're not there, you're not going to know who you're speaking to. Other guys are sitting there with God's word, but now they need to bring that into the context of prayer, because that's where the living relationship is going to happen. And what we see is these things are coming together as Hudson Taylor is becoming a real man of faith.
Mm. Yeah, he even said at one point very explicitly, after this mental exercise, then I went and did, you know, so he even recognized, like, there is a mental exercise that happens within a man where wrestling with God in prayer and, you know, thinking about setting your mind on who God is and how trustworthy he is. He saw that as a mental exercise, is what he called it. And that was an important part of his day, is exercising his mind towards godliness and towards knowing who God is. So even just, like, I don't know, what do you think, that big picture of men actually knowing who God is, didn't we see that in the life of Hudson Taylor?
Yeah. And this is what we're going to keep saying. I mean, one of the things, you know, he says, and this is talking about, you know, we've got with this autobiography, he's a mature man looking back on his life, but he says the great need, therefore, of every Christian worker is to know God. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not to have a huge set of skills. It's not to have a fancy degree that you can post on the wall. It's like what, you know, Tozer, he talks about in his famous book, Knowledge of the Holy. The most important thing about a person is what comes to their mind when they hear the word God. Yeah. And so, you know, the challenge is to really begin to reflect on God, to know him and to now live in relationship with him. This is what's happening.
And that's part of the reason why we constructed this challenge the way we did, is we feel it's important not only to say, hey, look at the life of a man who lived this out and did it, but we've paired this with putting men in a place where they must meditate on who God is and the promises of God. So guys, if you've been following along with us over the past few weeks, hopefully you have been spending time every day meditating on some of these promises of God. And I want to actually maybe just, let's play around with this a little bit, Joe, just together. I want to read one of the promises that we're having guys memorize. And I want you to just maybe tell us why it is that it's important that that guys set their minds on this, and maybe even where do we see that play out in Hudson Taylor's life. So let me read, let's do Isaiah 40, 30 to 31. Says this: even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So what good do we have that comes from that verse?
Yeah, that verse reminds us there are two types of strength. There is a natural strength, and you're thinking about your physical, strength or your strength of mind. But then there's supernatural strength. There's a strength that God pours into weak and humble hearts, such that when we are weak, we become strong. And that's a lesson that you see played out early in Hudson Taylor's life. It's kind of a funny story, but there's a story, Hudson Taylor, he's just recovering. I mean, he was at the brink of death. That's not funny, but he's told by the doctor he needs to go basically home and get some rest out in the country. And so he's got no money. And he's got to go more or less to a post office. And it's just a walking journey, but it's a journey that he just does not have strength physically to be able to get from point A to point B to get some funds so he can get home and get some rest. But he really just feels that this is what the Lord wants him to do. And so, he's praying, and there's this whole kind of picture of him, taking a few steps out on the street and having to kind of rest against a window and a few more. And, I think if you were just a bystander, you'd look and think, that guy should be in bed at home. What is he doing out on the street? But, in his heart, he's wrestling right now. He's trusting in God. He believes very clearly that God, in the midst of his weakness, is going to give him the strength that he needs so he can go get that money, he can get home and recover from his illness. And all of that happens. Hmm. And it looks like a really small thing. But take note, men, because this is a story that years later, Hudson Taylor is writing in his autobiography, because evidently he learned something that was so important that he never forgot it, and he wanted other people to know it. And what did he learn? Well, he learned what Isaiah said, that that place where human strength would give up, where youth would be faint and weary, that those who wait in the Lord renew their strength, and they have a capacity to do whatever God has called them to go do. So.
Yeah, that's promised that all of us as ordinary men need to memorize, meditate on, and think on is God will strengthen you where you are, what you face. Wait, let me do another one. This is another one from Isaiah. This is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So what is it about that verse? They're saying, man, guys, you need to memorize this. You need to meditate on this. And you can even see it kind of play out in the life of Hudson Taylor.
I mean, it's amazing how often God tells us not to be afraid. Yeah. It's amazing how often we ignore that call and that privilege to not be afraid and instead give in to worry, anxiety, and fear. I think one of the really touching moments that Hudson Taylor recounts is when he's finally set to leave, to go to China. And I mean, you just try to picture what that was like back then, because, this is like a 4-month journey. If you pay attention to Hudson Taylor's life, you find out a lot of his missionary comrades, they die or their wife dies or their children die. So when you're leaving, you don't know if you're ever going to see your family again. Again, you're going to a place where there is nobody that looks like you, sounds like you. This is, just entirely separate civilizations. And he's about to get on that boat, and he's with his mom, and there's this beautiful scene where they sing a hymn together, and they pray together. And, you can just imagine that as he's headed out on that boat, this is the exact kind of work that Hudson Taylor needs, to not be afraid. Why should he not be afraid? Because the Lord God is with him. Hmm. And even on that voyage, what we're going to see is that there are a couple of, really harrowing moments, not just for Hudson Taylor, but the whole ship. And yet God, his hand is sustaining and making sure that Hudson Taylor is able to arrive and do the mission that he's been appointed to do. And so again, this is a verse that he desperately needed to be able to stand on at the start of his missionary career.
So I want to push you now to connect the dots for my friends, for my ordinary Christian men friends, because you just painted a beautiful story of why Hudson Taylor needed to rest on this promise of God's strength and that he doesn't need to fear and all that. But honestly, Joe, I don't have any friends that are about to hop on a boat for 6 months and go to China, right? So help the ordinary man see why he needs this same promise.
I would have guys start with the question, is there anything in your life that causes you anxiety, fear, or worry? And I'm pretty sure that we're all going to raise our hand and say yes. And what if instead of feeling like you were free falling with nothing to catch you, that all of a sudden you felt like you were standing on a bridge, or that you felt like you were being held by a hand that wouldn't let go of you? Think about how that would change your attitude as you're a father, thinking about your kids, or within the work situation, or whatever the worry might be, your health situation. And the challenge is, let's go find those scriptures. Let's go find those promises. Let's discover truths about God so that instead of feeling like we're just falling, we feel like we're upheld. That'd be such a better place to be. We'd be able to serve God so much better in everyday life. And that is within the grasp of each one of us. If we will hold firm to the promises of God, we will find ourselves increasingly having that peace that surpasses all understanding and that freedom to go and do the thing that God has called us to do.
Yeah, we all need the knowledge of God, not just Hudson Taylor, not just guys that are going out on mission trips across the country. We all need to know God, be meditating on this, that yes, we need not fear because this God is with us. Big picture, we guys need to know this is why we're having you spend 8 weeks meditating on these promises. Because guess what, guys? There are other things you could be doing with your time. There are other things you could be doing with your mind. And we know that. And what better thing to do with your mind? What, look, we know that the way to replace a bad habit is to have a better habit, right? You need a better habit to replace. Yes, you've got anxieties that are filling your mind. You've got worries that are filling your mind. What if you began to create a habit in which you meditated on who God is? What if you began to create a habit in which you meditated on the promises of God? What if you did that every day? Well, how would that change your life? And I don't care who you are, what scenario you're in, you need that. You need that as a man. You need to have that habit of meditating on who God is, his promises for you to carry you through whatever it is that you're going to face today. Yeah, you're going to face anger towards your children. You're going to face anxieties about your job. All of these things, man, it may not feel like, oh, I'm going to China. You've got a lot on your plate, though, as an ordinary Christian man, and you need the habit of meditating on who God is. Any other big picture whys that you would give to God? Why do God's guys need to begin to make a habit of meditating on these promises, setting their mind, this whole practice, this thing that we're seeing develop in young Hudson Taylor, setting his mind on God?
Yeah, I would just say to guys, you don't know that you're not going to China.
No.
The truth is, God may have something really big in store for you,
That's
and
good.
now's your moment to be preparing for it.
That's
And
good.
the truth is, there are big things. It might be cancer. One day we're all going to die. I mean, there are big things that are going to happen to us. But putting that aside, ordinary, God loves to tap ordinary guys like us on the shoulder and give them commissions that they'd never imagined for themselves. So, guys, start training as if your life matters, as if Jesus actually wants to use you for his great mission. And be surprised when all of a sudden you're given things that, yes, require real faith in the faithfulness of God.
Yeah, I'll tag on that too by saying, yes, maybe you are headed to China, but even if you're not, you probably have a friend who's going to face something big. And this is again why we do this as friends. Like, you need a circle of people who are telling you the promises of God. You need to constantly be reminded because you know what? I probably do have a friend who's going to face cancer, who's going to face difficulties, going to be sent out on mission. And what are the things I'm saying to him? What are the things that I'm telling him as a friend that he needs to rest on, that he needs to believe, that he needs to trust? We want to create groups of men who are reciting to one another, telling each other, reminding each other that we have a faithful, trustworthy God. Again, as we said at the beginning, I hear from my friends, heard earlier this week, what's the one lesson God needs to keep teaching you? He's faithful. He's trustworthy. He provides. So be that friend. This is part of what we want you to do in this challenge, guys. And this is where we'll leave you. Be that friend who is constantly reminding you. It doesn't get old. We're like 6-8 chapters into this book of Hudson Taylor. I am not tired of his stories of God's faithfulness yet, Joe. I'm not tired of it. I'm looking forward to the next story. No one will tire of you telling them how faithful God is, how trustworthy he is. So let's be those friends for one another. Y'all continue in this challenge of being able to grow in trust towards God and being able to meditate on his promises, really growing your prayer life. Do it together as friends. And y'all join us again next week. We're going to continue on in this podcast on this Hudson Taylor Hero Challenge.